This is Rabbi Chaim Grovner of Web Yeshiva, bringing you the Nach Yomi podcast for Tehillim chapter Samach Tet, chapter 69. Visit webyeshiva.org to sign up for our fully interactive online yeshiva program. Chapter Samach Tet begins Lam Natseach Al Hashoshanim. Le-David. The word Shoshanim appears previously in Tehillim. In chapter Memhei, Lam Natzech ala Shoshanim Livnei Korach. Shoshanim, Livnei Korach, of course, is a name. I mean, it's the name Korach. But Allah Shoshanim is not so clear. It may be referring to some time in the year when this Mizmor was sung in the Beit HaMikdash, or alternatively, I mean, just guessing, it might refer to a musical instrument of some kind or other. To sum up, we can guess at what the word Shoshanim means, but we really don't have a clear picture. The guess might turn out to be correct someday, but today we remain kind of befuddled by it. So here in Perek Samach Tet, Lam Natzeach Al HaShoshanim LeDavid. So Lam Natzeach, we know. We know what Lam Natzeach is. We don't know exactly what it is, but we have this idea that it's a directive to whoever was leading the choir. L'David means that it was either written by David or said about David or something that happened. And the word Shoshanim is a greater mystery for us. In the first part, in the first psukim, again, there is a mizmor. The whole mizmor is a tefillah, is a prayer asking for salvation. Asking for salvation. So the first psukim are these: Hoshi'eini Elokim, kiba'u mayim ad nafesh. Please, we ask for redemption. And then kibo mayim ad nefesh, I am really in a difficult situation. It's as though the waters have come to my soul, meaning that I'm drowning, literally, and the waters are up to my nose, where I breathe. And we know that Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmat Chayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu breathed in a kind of soul of life. So the soul gets into the body through the nose, through the nostrils. Kibo Mayim Ad Nafesh. I mean, if you're drowning and the water is that high, I guess there is a difficulty. Tavati Bivein Mitzuma. The Ein Ma'amad. Tavati. I'm like in the deep waters. I'm in the deep waters. I'm drowning. I'm worse than drowning. I'm stuck in the pitch at the bottom of the water. The Ein Ma'amad. And there's no way to stand. I mean, It's like worse than drowning. Pasuk bet, ba'u mayim ad nafesh. I mean, I'm still thrashing around. I have some kind of hope. I mean, maybe I'll swim out. Maybe the water will carry me to dry land. I mean, all of these things are possible. Tavati bivein mitzula, but now I'm in the tar at the bottom, stuck. ואין מעמד, באתי ממעמקי מים, ושיבולת שתפתני. I came into the depths of the waters, and a shibolet means like a wave of water comes over me. So he continues this image of the drowning man, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he asks for salvation, for help. But he's trying to explain the hopelessness of his situation. He's coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying, please help me because I can't help myself. Because there are situations. I mean, that's what the Baal Mizmor says. There are situations when you can't help yourself. There are situations that it's just, they're just hopeless. I mean, the water is almost going to take away your soul, but worse than that, you're sort of stuck in the tar at the bottom of the water, and you can't move. Yogati bikari nicher groni kalu einai miachel leilokai. I am yagati. I am worn out from the calling, from the prayers to God. I mean, imagine that. He's not able. My throat is dry. My throat is dry. My eyes can't see anymore. Kalu einai, they've come to an end. I mean, looking is kind of, there's always a hope in looking, in what you'll see beyond what you look at, beyond what there is right next to you. Kolo einai, but I don't see anymore. So this is a rather, miyachel elokai, I'm hoping, I can only hope that God will help. So that The description is a description of a person who has no way of saving himself. Right? No way of saving himself. Well, this is kind of a special, I mean, there are these various notions. But when you turn to God, do you turn to God when you need a little help? Or do you turn to God when you can't do anything about the situation that you're in? Clearly, this mizmor is reflecting the position of a person who is in a hopeless situation. He can't help himself. He can't help himself. And so he describes that as being in this deep water, which is going to do him in, and about which he can do nothing at all. The last pasuk in this section, Rabu Misarot Rashi. Rabu Misarot Rashi. Son'ai chinam. Rabu, I have more enemies than I have hair on my head. I mean, hair on my head, hairs on my head, that's like a big number. Atzmu matzmitai. Right, the number of people who want to do me in, oivai, sheker, asher lo gazalti, az heishir. In fact, oivai sheker, they argue in a way that is totally devoid of the truth, and they speak about me that I did one thing wrong and I did another thing wrong. Chikazalti, vashoftim mikablim, and the judges agree to what they say. Imagine that. And they say that you have to pay, but I didn't steal anything. How do you know that? Hate is fed by actions of this kind. You know, one group hates another. So before they get they get to the level of total madness, if one group hates the other, they accuse them of things. Maybe they're not true, but then they go to court and they libel them and they appear in newspapers. And then afterwards they get themselves in a frenzy. So this is what is being described here. Oyvai sheker. Ashalogaz alti. I never stole, but they say that I stole. Oz ashiv, that I should give it back. Elohim ata yadata l'ivalti. God, you know that I did things stupidly. Va'ashmotai mimcha lo nichichadu. And my guilt is well known to you. They're not hidden for you, from you. Al yevoshu vi kovecha. Hashem Elokim Tzivakot, Al Yikalmuvi Mivakshecha, Elokei Yisrael, well-known pasuk, quoted often. He says, please, do not bring us to the situation where those who are hoping for Yeshua, hoping for salvation, O Hashem, Yevoshu, they will become embarrassed because God does not answer him. Ayikalmu v'mevakshecho, they should not become embarrassed. They should not be embarrassed. It's the same as Al Yevoshu bi kovecha, Al Yikalmu bi Mevakshecha. They should, Mevakshecha is the same as Kovecha, right? Those who look for you, Elokei Yisrael. So imagine there's not much of an argument that can be made, right? Not much of an argument that can be made. Al Yivoshu be Kovecha. Okay, a man says to God, wouldn't it be terrible if I beg God for help and I don't get help? Wouldn't it be terrible? Wouldn't it be terrible if kovecha are not given any response? And then the other people who don't even ask stand and laugh at what's going on, at the expression that God makes, or the lack of interest that God takes. And that's for kovecha, for those who are desirous of God, who hope for God's mercy and salvation. Al yikalmu bi mevakshecha, those who look for and expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu's salvation. Al yikalmu bi mevakshecha Elokei Yisrael. Ki alecha nasati cherpa, kistach chlima panai. He says, after all, it's because of you that I am ashamed. It's because of you that I am shamed, that my enemies talk about me and make me into a fool. Ki alecha nisata cherpa, kista chlima panai. I mean, I'm insulted and embarrassed. The reason is that I'm with God. It's because of that. So that there's a kind of an argument here, which may be similar to the argument that Moshe Rabbeinu made, trying to convince HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there's a larger consideration than the chait of Am Yisrael. People are going to say things. Here it's not the same, but there's a similarity to the argument, which is, oh, It's because of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I am the way that I am. I'm insulted, I'm reviled, I'm seen as being an object of disgust. And therefore, I can't help myself. I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed by the enemies, by those who want to lead me astray, by those who don't accept the fact that I might be really and truly devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki alecha nasati cherpa, gistach li mapanai. Alecha. It's because of you, because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I'm different. This is something that we've had to deal with throughout the ages, throughout the various diasporas that we lived in. We knew that we had to be different. We knew that we had to act as though we were carrying God's banner. And yet we also knew that being different would be annoying, would be unpleasant, would be unhappy for us. And we bore that burden. But now that we ask for salvation, with the waters coming up to our noses, our feet stuck in the mired in the mud at the bottom of the waters, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for help. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help at this time. And we say, we have to share the burden a little bit. It can't be that we are entirely at fault in this matter. And so the tefillah of the Baal Mizmor strikes an interesting chord. And that interesting chord, my friends, is that everything in the world, every terrible situation, as much as it is caused by me, my actions, my inability to conquer my inclinations, to overcome my limitations, is also somehow the responsibility of heaven. That the situation would not be as it is if not for the fact that heaven was ignoring my plea. So the Baal Mizmor, Amnatzech ala Shoshanim le David, Perek Samach Tet, develops a new dimension, a new dimension of divine responsibility. I appeal to God. But of course I can't appeal to God and say, I did it right, I'm righteous, and therefore I deserve salvation. I can't say that because it's not true. But I can say that I'm oppressed, that I'm denied freedom, that I find it difficult to live in the simplest ways that you could imagine. And all of that ultimately is part of, I imagine, God's plan. And if it's all part of God's plan, then surely God must take some responsibility. And that's my prayer. My prayer is that I don't deserve it, but I think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should notice my despair and the effort that I have made, and please help me to overcome the limitations of the moment.